And a very good evening to you from me, Father Emil. Yes, a very warm welcome to you and to As the Sun Sets. We come together at the end of the day to praise the Lord and to thank the Lord for the gift of this day. Today, the 3rd of May, my goodness, how the time flies. The feast today, the feast we are celebrating, is the feast of the Apostle. Let me just have a look and see where I am right now. I get my act together. We come together today to celebrate the feast of the apostles, Philip and James. Philip and James. And so I'll be saying the proper office, as we call it. And the psalms that I'm going to be using are taken from the Common of the Apostles. And it's Psalm 115 and Psalm 125. And the canticle is from Ephesians 1. Right, well, there we go. Welcome to the program. Lovely to have you with me. Do stay with me right through until 6 o'clock as we come together to praise the Lord. Nice to be with you. Welcome to the program. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Philip, to see me is to see the Father. Alleluia. I trusted even when I said, I am sorely afflicted. And when I said in my alarm, no man can be trusted. How can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? The cup of salvation I will raise. I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. O precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful. Your servant, Lord, your servant am I. You have loosened my bonds. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make, I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. In the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Philip, to see me is to see the Father. Alleluia. If you know me, you know my Father too. And from this moment you know him and have seen him. Alleluia. Psalm 125. When the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. And then was our mouth filled with laughter, on our lips there were songs. The heathens themselves said, what marvels the Lord worked for them. What marvels the Lord worked for us. Indeed, we were glad. Deliver us, O Lord, from our bondage, as streams in dry land. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap. They go out full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing. And they come back full of song, carrying their sheaves. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. If you know me, you know my Father too. And from this moment you know him, and you have seen him. Alleluia. If you love me, said Jesus, you will keep my commandments. Alleluia. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. He chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. He destined us in love to be his sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us. He has made known to us in all wisdom and insight the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ. Now his purpose he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Alleluia. Thank you. Our gospel reading is the gospel according to John chapter 14, verses 6 to 14. Jesus said to Thomas, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. If you know me, you know my Father too. And from this moment, you know him and have seen him." And Philip said, "Lord, let us see the Father, and then we shall be satisfied." "Have I been with you all this time, Philip?" said Jesus to him, "and you still do not know me? To have seen me is to have seen the Father. So how can you say, 'Let us see the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak as from myself. 'Tis the Father living in me who is doing this work. You must believe me when I say that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Believe it on the evidence of this work, if for no other reason. I tell you most solemnly, whoever believes in me will perform the same works as I do. He will perform even greater works, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask for in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if you ask for anything in my name, I will do it." The Gospel of the Lord. So today we're celebrating the feast of Philip and James, two of the apostles. Of course, the two apostles we are talking about, Philip and James. Philip was born in Bethsaida. He was a disciple of John the Baptist who followed the call of Christ. And James, the son of Alphaeus, should not be confused with James, the brother of John. The Lord appeared to him after the resurrection, and he is the writer of one of the epistles. He belonged to the church at Jerusalem and was martyred there in about 62 AD, just before the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem. So that's just a little synopsis of the two people we're celebrating today, Philip and James. But I want to what we know about them is what we read in the scriptures. But I'd like to focus today on the gospel in which Jesus is saying to Thomas. Remember, Thomas, we always call him the doubting Thomas. Thomas is the one who always asks questions. "I will not believe until I can put my finger in the holes made by the nails and put my hand into his side. I refuse to believe," said Philip. So he's always the one asking questions. And today he asks the question again, "Lord, let us see the Father and then we shall be satisfied." He's always saying, "Where is this?" And Jesus says to him, "But Philip, have you been with me all this time and you still do not know me?" And Jesus defines himself as the way, the truth, and the life. And then Jesus goes on and he speaks in the gospel about identifying himself with the Father. "To have seen me is to have seen the Father. So don't ask, 'Let us see the Father.' If you see me, you see the Father." And it was this that really angered the scribes and the Pharisees in the day of Jesus, because Jesus was identifying himself with the Father. And this was blasphemy as far as they were concerned. So there is an identity between Jesus and the Father. And so Jesus is really saying, "If you see me, you see the Father." And if you're wondering about that, Jesus says, "Just look at all the works that I do. I tell you most solemnly, whoever believes in me will perform the same works as I do." And then he says, whatever you ask for in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask for anything in my name, I will do it." So there we have really the promise of the Lord, whatever we ask for, we shall receive. Now you might say, yeah, but I've asked for a Mercedes-Benz and I haven't got that, and I've asked for this and that and the other, I haven't got it at all. I think Jesus is saying, he's not asking for that frivolous sort of wanting, I want this, I want that. What we want is to know the Father. What we want is to have the Spirit in our lives. We want the Holy Spirit to come into our lives and transform us. That must be what we are asking for. We must want to see the Father in our lives. Philip was saying, let us see the Father and then we shall be satisfied. If you're not satisfied, you're always wanting more and more. And what you really are wanting, says Jesus today, is to see the Father. And then he's saying, to see me is to see the Father. And that leap, that sort of step into the dark, is something we can't do by ourselves. That kind of acceptance of Jesus as the face of the Father is not something we can prove scientifically. It's not something that we can work out for ourselves. It's a gift. It's the gift of the Spirit who comes into us and enables us to see the Father. And Jesus then says, well, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So look at me. Look at me, that live the way I live, live the truth that I am, and live the life that I've laid out for you. And remember that we cannot come to the Father except through Jesus. And so our prayer should be that we come to the Father through Jesus. And if we ask for this, we will receive it. That's the conviction that we should have, that we can come to the Father through Jesus. And that should be our prayer, not any frivolous sort of prayer, I want this or I want that. And so I know I've heard many people who have said this sort of thing, you know, I prayed for success in business and I've prayed that I might have a Mercedes-Benz and I've prayed that I might have this, that, and I've been given that, you know, praise the Lord. No, that's nothing to do with faith. That's just coincidence. But what is really important is that we pray that we can recognize Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life. That's what we want to do, is to recognize Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life, and that we can't come to the Father except through him. And Philip is saying, but Lord, it's impossible. Show us how to do this. And Jesus is saying, but have I been with you so long, and you still don't know? To have seen me is to have seen the Father. So don't say, let us see the Father. So my prayer today is, Lord, that was the prayer for Mark and Philip, Lord, help me to see in you the face of the Father. And we know that the Father is compassionate and loving and forgiving and good, that the Father is goodness itself. And Jesus shows us in his life how he reaches out to the marginalized and accepts them and loves them and encourages them. He heals the brokenhearted. He heals those who are ill. He gives food to the hungry and so on. Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, says Jesus? The words I say to you I do not speak as for myself. It is the Father living in me who is doing this work. So you must believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. And my friend, that is my prayer, and that should be our prayer. Let our prayer not be anything frivolous, anything physical. Let our prayer rather be, Lord, that I may see. Lord, help me to see you as the face of the Father. Help me to recognize that the Father is in you and that you are in the Father. That's why Jesus says in the end, if you ask for anything in my name, I will do it. So if we are really one with Jesus, if we recognize in Jesus that Jesus is the face of the Father, we can ask for anything in his name. But remember, let that anything be not just physical things that we can say, oh, look at this, how the Lord has blessed me. Maybe he's blessed you, thank the Lord for that. But I pray that your prayer will be, quite simply, Lord, that I may see. Help me to see you as the face of the Father. Help me to see that you are in the Father and that the Father is in you. That should be our deepest prayer on this, the feast of Philip and James. Thank you. tell of the glory of the Lord. Announce it among the peoples. Alleluia, alleluia. Speak of his wonderful deeds to all the peoples. Tell of the glory of the Lord. Announce it among the nations. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Tell of the glory of the Lord. Announce it among the nations. Alleluia, alleluia. If you remain in me, and my word remains in you, you may ask what you will, and you will receive it. Alleluia. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children, forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. If you remain in me, and my word remains in you, you may ask what you will, and you will receive it. Alleluia. Since we are part of a building that has the apostles for its foundation, let us pray to the Father for his holy people. Lord, remember your church. Father, when your Son rose from the dead, you showed him first to the apostles. Let us make him known near and far. You sent your Son into the world to proclaim the good news to the poor. Grant that we may bring his gospel into the darkness of people's lives. You sent your Son to plant in our hearts the seed of imperishable life. May we labor to sow his word and reap a harvest of joy. You sent your Son to reconcile the world with yourself by the shedding of his blood. Let us become his fellow workers in restoring people to your friendship. You placed your Son at your own right hand in heaven. Receive the dead into the happiness of your kingdom. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord God, you give us the joy every year of celebrating the feast day of the apostles Philip and James. Make us partners, by their prayers, in the passion and resurrection of your only begotten Son, so that we may come to the eternal vision of your glory, and we make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always.
Faith of our fathers living still, in spite of dungeon, fire, and sword. Oh, how our hearts beat high with joy whenever we hear that glorious word. Faith of our Father's holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. We will be true to thee till death. Our fathers chained in prisons dark, we're still in heart and conscience free. How sweet would be the children's fate if they, like them, could die for thee. Faith of our Father's holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. We will be true to thee till death. Faith of our Father's Mary's prayer shall win our country back to thee. And a truth to truth that comes from God, our country shall then indeed be free. Faith of our Father's holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. We will be true to thee till death. Faith of our Father's we will love, for friend and foe in all strife, and free thee too as love knows how, by kindly words and virtuous life. Faith of our Father's holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. We will be true to thee till death.
And that's where we leave it for this evening. Yes, we will be true to thee until death. Thank you very much for joining me at this time for the evening prayer of the church, and today on the feast of the apostles Philip and Mark. We thank the Lord for this day, and I hope that you're going to have a wonderful, restful evening. And so from me, Father Emil, good night, and God bless.